And what you had to do to try out for the Mountaineer was answer questions, fill out a questionnaire.
It's quite intense.
It is, and it's even become more intense now than it was even 25 years ago. But you had to write essays, get some references, and everyone at that time had an interview in front of the committee. Now I understand you answer questions, and then that's the first level of having to make it through. But I went through the interview process, and they chose the top two to try out.
What did you have to do to try out being one of the top two?
Being the top two, you had to physically get into the Mountaineer outfit. Okay. And we wore the Mountaineer's outfit, who was the previous Mountaineer, similar to what is done now. It's a cheer-off. It's called a cheer-off. So there were two of us. I was to do it the first half. So, you know, as soon as I go out there, I get booed and they start saying, go back to the kitchen and go make babies.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes. That was the whole thing. And I can remember like kind of giving a bow, but because that's what a fun mascot would have done. At the same time, though, I'm here. I know I'm serious. So I kept that gun in my hand all the time, the muzzle loader. You know, just portrayed being a Mountaineer, being strong, being able to run up and down the steps.
When you were the Mountaineer, was there some sort of controversy about firing the gun? And here's why I ask it, because I distinctly remember a soundbite on the radio from an agitated young man at either a basketball game or a football game, blaming you for not firing the gun. Was there something about not firing the gun at the time that you were a Mountaineer?
Yes. It wasn't per se me in particular, but because I was that girl Mountaineer, I think that was the focus. Also, at the same time, in the fall of 1990, there were new rules and stipulations put on the Mountaineer. And I give credit to that to Ben White, who was the Mountaineer before I was. And he will even take that credit. Because if you remember, he was the Mountaineer that shot the gun when Rutgers was going for a field goal. And he shot it and they missed the field goal. So he takes credit. He will openly take credit for that. We have talked about that. We've laughed about that. But that put even more of a burden on the Mountaineers to follow, and especially for me. And I'm not making any excuses, but that was just what happened because I was just thinking about this. You could no longer shoot the gun in the stands because of that.
Yes.
People were afraid that the Mountaineer's coming up behind you shooting. So with my taking over as the Mountaineer, all these new regulations, couldn't shoot the gun in the stands. Couldn't shoot the gun during the game, only after the quarters and after halftime and after we scored. But 25 years ago, you're exactly right, that was a big deal, a controversy. Oh, the girl's not shooting the gun.
Right. Being the Mountaineer is more than just firing the gun at the football games or the basketball games. There is a lot of responsibility around campus that's not associated with sports, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Yes. And I think that even developed more for me because people wanted to see the woman Mountaineer, the first woman Mountaineer. And they knew that I was I don't want to say receiving controversy, but folks knew that I was having a tough time because our own fans were criticizing me. They would come up to me, especially after that first football game. I had someone come up and give me the finger. Mm-hmm. Can I say that on the radio?
Yes, you can.
And say a bad word to me. And I said, well, thank you. Thank you for your support. And he said, why don't you just go home? Why don't you just go home? I said, I am home. And he said, you have no right to be here. That's what, you know, I didn't have anything else to say after that. So I just started chanting, let's go Mountaineers. I also had, you know, a woman especially, they had bumper stickers and pins that said, we don't want a mountain deer, give us back our Mountaineer. And I by happenstance, running up and down the stadium, the stands, I ran into her. And she gave me a hard time. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm the Mountaineer, and, you know. I got some of my same things, you know, my gun's bigger than yours and all these things. And so she would give me a hard time. So then I would have to admit that after that, in the next games, I would kind of look her out and look for and just, you know, keep running up and down where her seats were. And that's where she showed me the pin. And so anyway, with some of those things that happened, people wanted me to come and talk to their groups about it, talk about being the Mountaineer. And so it has grown beyond just cheering at athletic events. So many visits to schools, so many visits to conferences that I did. And mm-hmm. and it really is, when we as Mountaineers talk about representing not just our university but our state, we feel that, we know that, we live that. And that is such a special honor for us. It is difficult to explain unless you've been the Mountaineer.
There's only been one other female Mountaineer. Mm-hmm. What year was that, Rebecca Durst?
2009. She was chosen in 2009, so she was 9 to 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so 19 years later. Years later.
Okay.
And I know that she faced some of the same questions when she became the Mountaineer, and I was there when she was announced, and there were some booing. I had the same sickening feeling in my stomach. It took me back to when I was 22 years old and people saying things about me. But the difference was they didn't write letters to the editor like they did in a lot of newspapers across the state when I was the Mountaineer. They did it anonymously on the internet, but not to the degree, because the whole saying for me was, there's never been a girl before, you shouldn't do it. They couldn't say that about Rebecca. It's like, wait a minute, hold the phone here. There has been there, done that. Leave it alone and leave her alone. Mm-hmm. For me, it is a character building moment for me for that whole year. You know, people wanted me to quit. And I can remember the one thing, you know, I come from a family that doesn't really talk very much. When you have so many kids, you're not always praised. But I can remember my dad saying one time when someone said to him, oh, is Natalie going to quit being the Mountaineer? And all he said to him was, she better not. And that was like, that was encouragement to me. And so I have used this experience that as a 22-year-old kid, if you can withstand it, if you can stay that even keel, and I remember telling myself, don't get too high, don't get too low, because as soon as somebody praises you, you did a great job, thanks for doing this, they're going to knock you down. And so I've tried to keep that and maintain that my whole life.
Natalie Tennant, the first female Mountaineer at West Virginia University, now Secretary of State. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.